This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has resumed scattered attacks on Kyiv, western Ukraine, and beyond after warning that it planned to step up missile strikes on the capital. Saturday strikes are a reminder to Ukrainians and their Western supporters that the whole country remains under threat despite a pivot toward a new offensive in the east. Moscow says the renewed attacks targeted Ukrainian military sites, but each day brings more civilian victims of a war that has shattered European security. As Russia prepared for the anticipated offensive, a mother wept over her 15-year-old son's body. The teenager and at least eight other people died after rockets hit a residential area of the northeast city of Kharkiv. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said on Saturday that the situation in Mariupol was inhuman and called on allies to provide heavy weapons in order to save the city from Russian forces. He insisted the leaders of other nations to provide weapons immediately or intervene to force Russia into further negotiations. Russian troops have maintained a blockade in Mariupol since the early days of the invasion. The battle for control of the city has come at a horrific cost to trapped and starving civilians. Mariupol's capture would allow Russian forces in the south, which came up through the annexed Crimean Peninsula, to fully link up with troops in the Donbas region, Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland. And again, Russia resumed scattered attacks on Kyiv, the western Ukraine, and beyond, after it did warn that it planned to step up missile strikes on the capital. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthis have now criticized a new U.S.-led task force that will patrol the Red Sea following a series of attacks by the Iran-backed rebels in a waterway that's essential to global trade. Mohammed Abdul Salam, the Houthis' chief negotiator and spokesman, said late Friday that the U.S. move in the Red Sea, which comes amid a ceasefire in the country's civil war, contradicts Washington's claim of supporting the U.N.-brokered truce. The task force enshrines the aggression and blockade on Yemen, he claimed on his Telegram social media account. Abdul Salam apparently referred to a Saudi-led coalition the rebels have been fighting for years. Hong Kong authorities say one person was killed, seven others injured in an explosion aboard an oil tanker. The Hong Kong Maritime Rescue Coordination Center says that the tanker was 186 miles east of Hong Kong on Saturday when it caught fire as a result of an explosion. The fire was extinguished, though. The government flying service sent a fixed-wing aircraft and two helicopters with doctors aboard to the Panama-registered Shuangyi to transport the injured to a hospital. One crew member is reported to have died, four others in serious condition. The cause of that explosion is unclear. The casualties reportedly included crew members from Indonesia and Myanmar. U.S. President Joe Biden will host leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Washington next month for a summit, according to the White House. The May 12th and 13th gathering is meant to demonstrate the United States' commitment to being a partner with the countries in the region. The White House had previously announced that the summit would be held March 28th and 29th, but the regional grouping of countries known as the ASEAN saw the postponement due to scheduling concerns among some of its members. The summit will commemorate 45 years of relations between the U.S. and the nations. The gathering follows Biden's participation in an October 2021 summit, where he announced $102 million in new initiatives to help these countries with COVID-19 and health security. Unrest broke out in southern Sweden late Saturday, despite police moving a rally by an anti-Islam far-right group, which was planning to burn a Quran, among other things, to a new location as a preventative measure. Scuffles and unrest were reported in the southern town of Landskrona after a demonstration scheduled there by the Danish right-wing party, Stram Kurs Party, was moved to the nearby city about 45 kilometers south. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.